Blog Talk Radio.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive his glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Please.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. We rejoice in your presence. We rejoice in this another day that you have made. We rejoice, Father God, in who you are. We rejoice, Father God, for all your mighty works, everything that you have done already. Oh, Father God, even those things that you are working out right now, the things we see, the things we don't see, the things we will see. Oh, glory. Oh, Father God, we come with an attitude of gratitude. We come, Father, to say if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We don't know, Father God, but we're so glad that we know you. Oh, Father God, Father God, Father God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name alone. There is no higher name. There is no grander name. There is no other name whereby men can be saved. Our hope and trust is placed in you. Hallelujah. Our authority in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious spirit. We thank you for a host of angels. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the power of your word. We thank you for every promise. Father God, still standing tall. No failure in your word. It cannot fail. It will not fail. It shall not fail. We thank you, Father, for our eternal state of being. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you kept us to be one in the number. And we thank you for our oneness today. Many are falling by the wayside. Many are falling, Father God, into devastation. Sin, death, premature death, turmoil. Oh, Father God, every which way we turn, Father God, there's trouble in the land. But Father God, we're standing in the midst of trouble. We're standing on top of trouble. Oh, Father God, oh God, our lives is not absent from trouble, but we are overcoming the trouble in the midst of trouble, because trouble don't last always. And you are a way maker. Oh, Father God, your provisions, your promises are holding high. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for another opportunity. Oh, Father God, to gather. Hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, on one accord. Oh, Father God, just to whisper your name. Oh, Father, and to hear you whisper a word in our spirits. Father, we just want to say thank you, because it didn't have to be. Oh, glory, oh, glory. People could be gathering together for our funeral today. Oh, Father, but we are not dead, and we are not going to die, but we are living, and we shall live, and we shall declare your works and all the land. And for this we give you praise, and for this we give you glory, and for this we give you honor. And we say thank you over and over and over, and we say thank you over, over and over, and over and over again. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you for your precious word. Just one word from you is more than enough to take us through. Thank you for your word. Thank you. We commit all things into your hands and to your spirit. Hallelujah. And we love you and we thank you that you first loved us. Hallelujah. And it's because of your love for us that we're able to do exceedingly and abundantly to believe in you. Hallelujah. Because without faith, it is impossible to please you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless our time together. And may you and you alone be glorified. Just you and you alone, Father. Hallelujah. Because we come to bring you the glory. We come to bring you the honor. And we come to bring you the praise. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever, ever, 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 and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Truly, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord God, he is good all the time. We want to thank God, amen, for this opportunity that we have, amen, to come, amen, and to share, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah. Just to lift him up. Hallelujah. We just come to lift him up. Hallelujah. And we can do that in a number of ways. Hallelujah. The fact that you are here with us on today is a lifting up all by himself, that you just decided to, amen, to stop in the middle of your day and to call in and to sign in, however you got here, on the internet, on the telephone, however, amen, but you're here to lift him up. Hallelujah. Higher and higher and higher and higher. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank God for this platform here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Hallelujah. The work of the Lord is being done. It's being done right where we are. And hallelujah. And we strive to be faithful. Hallelujah. Not trying to rush, not trying to compete. Amen. Not trying to be somewhere the Lord didn't put us because somebody else is there. Hallelujah. Not trying to run in a building because somebody else is there. Amen. Not trying to do it this way because somebody else is doing it that way. Not trying to keep up with the crowd. Not trying to keep up with the numbers. But we're here because the Lord has placed us here. Hallelujah. To be of service to you. And God knows your situation. God knows this is the best you can do right now. And God did not leave you destitute. Amen. Because he has us here to fellowship with you. And we're happy about it. We're happy about it. How little is much if God is in it. And our labor will never, ever, ever be in vain. Amen. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Hallelujah. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We are happy in Jesus. Oh, we are happy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The joy of the Lord. He is our strength. When we look in Psalms 34, amen, hallelujah, and it reads like this, starting in verse number 1. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. My God, my God, my God. What a word, what a word, what a word. And this is the blessed word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Hallelujah for our brother David, amen, who wrote this psalm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was pretending to be insane. He was pretending that he was acting crazy. Glory be to God. My sister's boyfriend, before he went on to be with the Lord, hallelujah, he was a veteran. Glory be to God. And he wanted to get some extra money. And so he took it an extra mile away. He pretended he was crazy. Went down to the VA hospital, had them do all the tests on him, and he pretended he was crazy. He wasn't crazy at that time. He pretended so long he became crazy, but he pretended he was crazy so he could get the additional VA benefits. Well, beloved, hallelujah, David did the same thing. King David pretended that he was insane before Abimelech, amen, who drove him away. Hallelujah. He pretended. We read in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 21, verse number 10, and it reads like this. It says, that day David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servants of Achish said to him, isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands. David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he pretended to be in their presence. And while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. Achish said to his servants, look at the man. He is insane. Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house? So, beloved, we see here in the word of God that David's trick worked. David, glory be to God, acting like he was crazy, saved his life. Him acting like he was insane, glory be to God, saved his life. Glory be to God. Beloved, sometimes we got to act like we out of our minds. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when David saw that his trickery worked, when David saw that he had tricked the king and tricked those from killing him by acting like he was a crazy person, he was so grateful to the Lord that he went to the corner and he wrote Psalms 34. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hey, my God, hallelujah. Because even with me acting crazy, God still didn't have to preserve my life. He could have took my life out while I was acting like a wild man, while I was acting like a crazy person. Glory be to God. When I didn't know what to do, David said, I just didn't know what to do. Sometimes we're in situations when we just don't know what to do. It looks like if we're going to lose if we go to the left, we might lose if we go to the right. We don't know if to stand still or to move. We don't know if to lie down or to get up. We don't know if to go out or come in. Glory be to God, David was stuck in the middle and he just didn't know what to do. All he knew is he wanted to live and God saved his life. Glory be to God. Did the Lord tell David to act crazy? We don't know, but all we know is whatever David did, it worked. And David said, therefore, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to praise him when I'm in my right mind. I'm going to praise him when I'm out of my mind. I'm going to praise him when I know what to do, when I think I know what to do, and when I don't know what to do. I said it don't make a difference if it's raining, if it's snowing, if it's hot, if it's cold, it don't make a difference. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to know that God pays attention to those who call on him. When you call on the name of the Lord, you're going to get an answer. I come to tell you, when you call on the name of the Lord, God is going to stop what he's doing, and God is going to answer. Hallelujah. The same way, beloved, you would stop what you're doing, to answer the call of your children. When your children call on you, especially when they call on you in distress, you're going to drop the hot potatoes. You're going to turn the TV off. You're going to run out. You got to run out with your night clothes on. You're going to come to the rescue of your children. Well, I come to tell you today, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Heavenly Father come to our beck and call. God is a very present help in a time of trouble. When you call on me, he's going to answer. He said, seek me. When you sought me with your whole heart, God said, I'm going to be there. Beloved, whether God offers escape from trouble, hallelujah, or help in times of trouble, we can be certain. One thing for certain, two things for sure, that God always hears. Hallelujah. And God always acts on behalf of those who love him. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God says, I will hear I will answer, and I will heal the land. Oh, glory be to God. David knew it. David knew it. He said, all I've got to do is call a name. He said, can I call a name? Glory be to God. Sometimes, beloved, hallelujah, not sometimes. It is the law, especially here in the United States of America. If you are detained for any reason, and the police officers, the FBI, the CIA want to arrest you and take you into containment, you got the right, you got the privilege, hallelujah, to keep silent, hallelujah, until you make a phone call. Hey, my God, hallelujah. They can talk, and when they get finished talking, hallelujah, they say, can I make my phone call now? And beloved, it is your right to make a phone call. David knew if I can just make a phone call, because I got to call them up. I got to call them up. Who are you going to call today? J-E-S-U-S. Can I make my phone call? Because if I can make this phone call, I don't have to worry about a busy signal. If I can make this phone call, I don't have to worry about going into voicemail. If I can make this phone call, I can get in. Oh, glory be to God. And if I can get in, I can get out, because he has an answer. Hallelujah. He's always available. He's never too busy. Glory be to God. David got his phone call in. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, every time. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything. Somebody say everything. I said everything. We're not picking and choosing. We have not been selective on what we're giving God thanks for. But we said we're giving God thanks for everything. In the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God in every circumstance. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Psalm 71:6. I have leaned on you since birth. You pulled me from my mother's womb. My praise is always for you. Glory be to God. I will exalt you, my God and my King. I will bless your name forever, forever, and forevermore. I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, glory be to God. David said, oh, taste and see. Oh, taste and see, oh, taste and see, oh, taste and see. Hallelujah. Some of you have already had your breakfast this morning. Some of you have had your lunch. Hallelujah. Getting ready, hallelujah, for a celebration today. Hallelujah. Everybody, even those out of the country, talking about Super Bowl. Hallelujah. Not even in the United States. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know you're going to have something to eat. Oh, taste and see. Oh, we thank God for good food. We thank God for good drinks. But it ain't nothing like tasting up on the word. It ain't nothing like drinking up on the word. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Hallelujah, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. David said, oh, taste and see. Beloved, that does not mean, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, check out God's credentials. Hallelujah, but this was a warm invitation. Hallelujah, what David was telling the world, try it, and I know you're going to like it. Try this, and I know you're going to like it. Sometimes my grandchildren might say, try this, Grandma. Try this, Grandma. And I might take a little nibble of this, a little nibble. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. But what David is saying, try this, and I know you're going to like it. Because it's good. Come on, somebody. when we take that first step towards getting to know God, we discover that God is good and God is kind. When we begin the Christian life, our knowledge of God is partial. It's incomplete. We only know a little bit about God. We're learning God. It's a day-by-day experience. It's a lifetime experience. So we don't know in the beginning what we know now. Glory be to God. And we don't know now what we're going to know as we continue. Glory be to God. And beloved, this will be the case until we meet God face to face, because one glad morning, when this life is over, we gonna fly away, and we shall see him face to face. And when we see Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we, as we invite the Holy Spirit to help us, the Holy Spirit is our helper. He will help us. Hallelujah. He will help us to study the Bible. He will help us to get to know other Christians. Hallelujah. And we begin to have the joy of tasting, hallelujah, God's love. Hallelujah. The joy of experiencing God's love. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. The young lions. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Hallelujah. For there is no want. No want. Somebody say no want. Somebody say I ain't wanting nothing. I ain't wanting a thing. Because there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. At first, beloved, we may question David's statements. Glory be to God. Because sometimes we seem to lack many good things. When we do an inventory of our life, you may say, well, I'm lacking a little this. I'm lacking over here. I'm lacking over there. Glory be to God. Beloved, when David made this statement, this was not a blanket statement or a blanket promise, beloved, that all Christians will have everything that they want. Instead, beloved, this is David's praise. Somebody say, give the Lord some praise. This was David's praise for God's goodness. All those who call upon God in their state of need will be answered. Do you hear what I say? God is not ignorant of your cry for help, your cry for your needs to be supplied. Hallelujah. God will promise, and he has promised to supply all of your needs. And not only that, he said he will grant you all of your heart's desires as you continue to delight yourself in him. Beloved, the thing is, sometimes God does it in unexpected ways. He might not come through the way you want him to come through. He might not come through how you want him to come through, when you want him to come through. Hallelujah. But he coming. He's the slowest man that's always on time. Hallelujah. You might be looking for him through the front door, but he might want to use the side door, the back door. Matter of fact, maybe he coming in and it ain't no doors. He want to use a window. He'll come in through the rooftop. He'll walk in through the walls. Glory be to God. He'll elevate himself from the basement. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. He'll make a way out of no way where there is no way. Here comes God, because he is the way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. We have to remember that God knows what we need. And our deepest needs are spiritual needs. You always got to remember that, beloved. Even though many Christians face unbearable poverty and hardship, we see what's going on around the world. Look, we don't have to go on the other side of the world. We can go right up the street and around the corner. And there are some Christians that are going through some hard times right now. Maybe you're in a tough situation yourself, but I want you to know that you still have enough spiritual nourishment to live for. Hallelujah. You still have enough spiritual nourishment to live for God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. David was saying that if you have God, you have all you really need. God is enough. Can I hear you say that today? God is enough. If you feel that you don't have everything you need, beloved, ask yourself these questions. Number one, is what I desire really a need? Number two, hallelujah, is it really good for me? Number three, is this the best time for me to have it? Hallelujah. And even if you answer yes to all three questions, God may allow you to go without what you desire in order to help you grow more dependent on him. He may want you to learn that you need him more than having your immediate desires met. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able, beloved. God is able. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell your neighbor that God is able. Hallelujah. He is. Thank you. Fear him. Fear him. There is no want to them that fear him. Hallelujah. You may, hallelujah, you say you belong to the Lord, but do you fear him? To fear the Lord, beloved, means not to be shaking in your boots and urinating on yourself. No, that's not what the Lord is saying. To fear the Lord, beloved, means to show him deep respect, to show him reverence, to show him honor. And we demonstrate this attitude by humility and genuine worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because God is a spirit. And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Beloved, the Bible often connects the fear of the Lord, reverence for the Lord, with obedience. It's always tied into obedience. Fear God and keep his commandments. Anyone who loves me will obey my teachings. David said that a person who fears the Lord does not lie. A person who fears the Lord turns from evil. A person who fears the Lord does good. And a person who fears the Lord promotes peace. Reverence includes so much more than sitting quietly in church, beloved. Glory be to God. It means obeying God in the way, hallelujah, we speak and how we treat other people. Oh, do you love Jesus? How can you love Jesus who you never see and not love God's people who you see every day? Some may think that peace should come with no effort, but David said that we should work hard in our pursuit of peace. Seek peace. Glory be to God. Paul echoed this thought, beloved, in Romans chapter 12, verse number 18, about us seeking peace. A person who wants peace cannot be argumentative, cannot be contentious, because peaceful relationships come from our intentional efforts. You have to work at it. This is something you work on. Hallelujah. It doesn't happen automatically. Hallelujah. He said, be peaceful and live peaceful with all men, especially those of the household of faith. Hallelujah. We have to work hard at reconciliation, at reconciling our relationships. Glory be to God. You got to make every effort to make it right. Grow, send some candy. Come on, Valentine's Day right around the corner. Send some flowers. Send a teddy bear. Just do something. Come on. Make an effort for reconciliation. Glory be to God. And living in peace with each other. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he closes here, beloved. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful psalm. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says here, he said, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save as such as be of a contrite spirit. Is your heart broken today? Maybe it is. Maybe your heart is broken. I want you to know he cares. God cares for you, and he's closer to you with your broken heart, hallelujah, than when you were before you had a broken heart. God comes one step closer. You want to know why? Because he's coming one step closer to heal it. To heal your broken heart. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Beloved, we often wish that we could escape troubles, the pain of grief, the pain of loss, sorrow and failure, and even the small daily frustrations that constantly wear us down. But God promises. A promise is a promise with the Lord. He does not break his promises. God promises to be close to the brokenhearted, to be our source of power, our source of courage and wisdom, helping us through our problems. Sometimes he chooses to deliver us from those problems. Beloved, when trouble strikes, don't get frustrated with God. Instead, admit, hallelujah, that you need his help, and thank him for being on your side, by your side, hallelujah, because if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, even the devil himself is in trouble. Beloved, we want to encourage you to meditate on this Psalms for the balance of the day, the balance of the week, and know that God's promises, hallelujah, he has a promise to you, hallelujah, to everyone who believes, hallelujah. He has given great blessings to his people, hallelujah. But you must remember that many of these blessings require active participation from us. You must know that God will set us free from fear. He will deliver us from shame. He will guard and defend us. He will show us his goodness. He will supply what we need. He will listen when we talk to him. He will redeem us. But we must do our part. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, do your part. Do your part, do your part. We can, beloved, appropriate his blessings when we trust him, when we cry out to him, when we take refuge in him, when we fear him, when we refrain from lying, hallelujah, and turn from evil and do good and seek peace. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we are brokenhearted, and when we are humble, and when we serve him, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, hallelujah, we say we give you praise, we give you thanks, we give you worship, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for lifting us, Father God, hallelujah. Father God, when we fell down, you lifted us up. You pulled us up out of the muck and the mire. Oh, Father God, you didn't allow us to stay downcast. You encouraged us through your word. Father God, you allowed us to encourage ourselves. And we know, Father God, it's going to be okay. So, Father God, we're not going to wait till it's over to tell you thank you. We're going to tell you thank you right now and give you some advanced praise. You're being so good to us. And always remembering us in every situation. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, magnify you, and glorify you. Amen and amen. We want to thank God for the word of God on today. We want to encourage you, amen, and invite you to follow us at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Come back tomorrow morning. Amen. And be with us. amen, 6 a.m. in the morning, amen, on our early morning platform on this same radio internet channel. Amen. And we want to thank God for you. If you want to reach out to us, amen, send us an email. Amen. You can send it at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. You can send it in through our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. If you desire to sow a seed into the soil of this ministry, you can also do that through our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Invite Jesus in. Invite him in right now. Just say, Father, I repent for all of my sins. I ask that you forgive me. I invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to be my God, to be my friend. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for washing away my sins. And thank you for helping me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Thank you that my name is erased out of the book of death and written, confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. And to God be praise and to God be glory. There it is. Welcome to the family of God. Please let us hear from you. Amen. We want to talk with you, pray for you, pray with you, and see whatever else we can do to be a blessing to you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That is it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good, good, good day in the Lord. We know that in our part of the country, there's a lot going on today. Everything, I'm telling you, it's okay. Because you know what? I was talking with a family member yesterday, and we said, if Jesus was here on planet Earth, Jesus would be at the Super Bowl. Jesus would be at the Super Bowl. If he wasn't at the Super Bowl, he would be at a Super Bowl party. But you best believe when Jesus left the Super Bowl, somebody was going to be changed. So make sure that when people leave your presence today, amen, at your Super Bowl party, that somebody's leaving with Jesus. Somebody's leaving with something that they didn't come with. Amen. And then God will be glorified. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer. We seal this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Hallelujah. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel, 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 cancel. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Every day, God. Every day, God. Amen. You say, what's the subject? Amen. Call it what you want. We call it every day, God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Lord's day every day. Therefore, let us rejoice and be glad in it and bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Dr. Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen, 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 amen.